Athletes of the Week, Dusty.
Yes, Lincoln senior J.C. Vath and the members of the Smith Center Lady Red Volleyball team have been named the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. Vath had another outstanding year on the cross-country course in 2020, culminating in her third straight individual title in the Class 1A girls meet on Saturday in Victoria. She finished the 5K in a time of 19:20, which was 36 seconds better than second-place finisher Ella Williams of Donovan West. Her performance was also key in helping Lincoln to a second-place team trophy. In the previous two seasons, Vath had won the 2019 1A title at Wamego by 37 seconds and won by 26 seconds as a sophomore in 2018 at Wamego, and that year helped lead the Lady Leopards to a state title in 2018. So Vath also took second place in the 2A girls state race as a freshman in 2017. So again, J.C. Vath concluding her cross-country career with three state championships and one state runner-up finish in her 4 years. Smith Center Volleyball wrapped up their best state tournament finish in school history this past Friday at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. The Lady Red qualified as one of the final four teams in the 2A state tournament after a straight set win over Spearville in their best-of-five match last Tuesday, October 27th. And then this past Saturday, Smith Center went 2-1 in pool play, won their first two matches over Hillsborough and Waubonsie before falling in 3 to Heritage Christian. In the final pool play match, they rebounded with a two-set win over Hillsborough in the semis. And then in the state championship, were beaten by a very solid effort from Heritage Christian in two sets in the finals. So Smith Center again finishing second place in the 2A state tournament, their best ever in school history as far as state placing, and they finished the season with a record of 36-8. So that's a look at what our athletes of the week. If you missed any of that, want to go back and read more about it, you can go to ncksports.com. Also in local sports, we remind everybody high school football locker room chats will continue here tonight, and actually will conclude tonight our final Thursday locker room chats with the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas this evening around 5:10 to 5:15 on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. If you missed last night's locker room chats, you can go back and listen to them on our podcast at katycountry94.com as well. And then we get set for high school football coming up tomorrow night. Four of our area teams still alive. Two of those teams will be on the radio and on online video stream. Beloit Trojans taking on Phillipsburg tomorrow night on Katy Country 94 and NCKSports.com video stream. Pregame at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Second round of the 2A playoffs and then 8A Division 2 playoffs. I'll be on Z96.3 and KatyCountry94.com. St. John's Tipton is hosting Frankfurt in the second round of 8A D2. Pregame 6:30, kickoff at 7. Again, all the games can also be heard online at Katy Country 94. And then again in the area, Smith Center hosting El Saline tomorrow night in 1A, and Sylvan Lucas is at Victoria in 8A Division 2 second round action as well. So those are the games going on. We'll preview those a little bit more coming up tomorrow on Sports and the Sports Ticket.
All right, 3A bracket for football. Gerard is at Prairie View. Topeka Hayden hosting Perry Lecompton. Frontenac is at Burlington. Holton is hosting Baldwin. Riley County is hosting Scott City. Clearwater is at Andale. Southeast Saline is hosting Marysville tomorrow night. And it is Wichita Collegiate at Cheney. And I'm going to change this because I was going to K-Preps, but they don't have their records on the bracket. So I'm going to go to the Keisha website so that I can pull up the records. That'll be right there. And you look at the 3A bracket. I don't know. Who's the favorite out of 3A here? Is it Andale going to repeat?
I think Andale probably.
I think so, too.
I think Cheney's probably the second. Well, Collegiate's
not bad
either.
Pretty
good, too. They're both undefeated. But
right. Andale, your pick?
Yeah, I pick Andale, yeah.
And I'd probably tend to agree with you there. Class 2A, Pittsburgh Colgan will be hosting Wellsville. Rossville, number one team in the state, hosting Marhill Mount Academy. That's a battle of undefeateds in the second round. Osage City hosts Fredonia. Nemaw Central hosting Silver Lake. That's an interesting one. Silver Lake's only lost to Rossville, of course, a few weeks ago. Haven is at Hutch Trinity. Beloit at Phillipsburg, as we know on the radio, as Dusty mentioned in the video stream. Garden Plains hosting Hillsboro. And Hoisington hosts Cimarron. If I look at the bottom half of the bracket there, Hutch Trinity lost to Haven by two earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cheering for Hutch Trinity only because that means that if Beloit would win, Hutch Trinity wins, Hutch Trinity would come to Beloit next week. If it's Haven, then I believe Beloit would go to Haven because both Beloit and Haven have first two games in the playoffs on the road, and then it goes to the furthest east school on the formula in the next round, if I read that all correctly. So Hutch Trinity, I think, will win. I think they'll in the rematch, I think they'll win. And I think Beloit, I don't want to jinx anything, but I think if they play like they have been, they're going to win their game if they play like they have been. And, of course, don't turn over six times like they did last time against Phillipsburg. And then that would mean Beloit would host Hetch Trinity next week. And then Garden Plain, I'd pick against Hillsboro, although Garden Plain's not as dominant as they once were. And then Hoisington Cimarron, I'd probably lean towards Hoisington there on that one. Although I'll say that Cimarron might have a style that could give Hoisington some issues, but I think it'll be Hoisington Garden Plain. And I tell you what, you know, you look at the top half of that bottom part of the bracket in 2A, Beloit, I mean, the way they're playing and getting better, they beat Phillipsburg. They can beat Haven or Hutch Trinity, and they could be in the state semifinals with a losing record against possibly a rematch of Hoisington, who they lost to by just 6 recently. There is a path, and it is legitimate. This is not like star in the sky, pie in the sky talking here. There is a conceivable, very plausible way for Beloit to be in the state championship game in 2A. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy to say for a team lost 4 in a row and was 2-6. And I mean, going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But the bracket falls right. Beloit being last in their district actually helped them, probably.
Yeah, it did, the way it's looking right now.
Instead, I mean, of being
how
third.
How can you dispute that right now, you know?
Ask Minneapolis. They're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're the 3 out of that district. So who do you like out of the top half? You know, it's Rossville or Silver Lake for me.
Yeah.
I'll say
been
Rossville.
So dominant all season.
I'll go with Rossville from the top half.
Yeah.
What about the bottom half? Who would you pick? You pick Rossville to win it all, we'll just pick the champion.
Rossville to win it all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it'll be Rossville, Silver Lake winner of that. Okay, in Class 1A, you mentioned Smith Center. You know, 1A, you look at it, there are three teams that stand out. Really, no, there's four teams that stand out. And it would be Olpe, Centralia, Smith Center, and Conway Springs. Those are the four that stand out. Smith Center should cruise against El Saline, and then they'd have a matchup probably against Sedgwick, although you don't know for sure. Oakley, who they've already played, I believe, and beat Oakley. Didn't Smith Center play Oakley this year?
Yeah.
And then Conway Springs at the bottom against Plainville next round, Inman against Whitewater Remington. You know, Inman gave Smith Center a pretty good tussle.
Yeah, so they're a good team.
And then the top half, you know, I would take Centralia in the top half. Would be my pick after seeing him in person.
Yeah.
I think, although Centralia Opie will be a really good game if it gets to that point. So who's your champion in 1A? Who's your prediction?
Well, I'm going to pick Centralia.
I'm going to pick Centralia as well. That is my pick as well after seeing him.
I hate to do that to Smith Center.
I know. I don't know.
Just what they have and what I've seen so far.
A-Man D1, Sedan hosting Chase County, Clifton Clyde at home against Little River. That was a classic earlier in the year in overtime. Clifton Clyde won. Oswego's at Madison. Madison's undefeated. Canton Galway defending champion hosting Burlingame. La Crosse is at Argonia, and Wichita County is hosting Atwood Rollins County. Pratt Skyline at home against Gossel, and South Gray will be at Hoxie. Who's the pick to win in D1?
I mean, this is Canton Galway.
Yeah, that's right.
Until somebody proves me otherwise. I would have been number one the last 2 years every week.
I would agree with you on that. 8-man 2, we got Hartford at Colony Crest, Axtell at Hanover, Waverly is at Lebo. Frankfort is at St. John's Tipton, of course, which I have on the radio tomorrow. Victoria hosting Sylvan Lucas, a rematch that Victoria won earlier this year. Wheatland Grinnell is at South Central in Coldwater. Caldwell hosting Central Plains. And St. Francis hosting Buckland. Is this St. Francis's to win, or do we think Hanover could knock them off?
You know,
Lebo could make a run.
I've had St. Francis number one all year, but I'm not going to be surprised if Hanover wins it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're playing really well, and I think they came back with a vengeance this year.
So you're taking St. Francis?
I'll stay with St. Francis right now.
For the time being?
Yeah. But I'm not. That's St. Francis, Hanover's are the clear two best teams right now.
In
8-man division two.
All right. And then when you look at the 8-man two with Sylvan Lucas, if they get by, they would play either Wheatland Grinnell or South Central. And St. John's Tipton, if they get by Frankfort, would take on either Lebo or Waverly, would be the next round.
Yes.
So there's the look ahead. All those brackets available to you, ncksports.com, kasha.org, also kpreps.com as well. Okay, so the NFL is supposed to have a game tonight, and they will, even though the 49ers have all kinds of injuries. On top of that, they've got COVID issues. You threw that out there yesterday when you and I were talking about maybe the Niners just kind of amplified this COVID thing so they don't have to play right away on Thursday because their quarterback's out. 3 of their best defensive players are out. They're all-pro tight ends out for the season, George Kittle. They don't have a lot of guys left. And on top of it all, Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, and 2 of their better receivers, and Trent Williams, their best offensive lineman, are all on the reserve COVID-19 list and won't play tonight. And if the Packers lose this game tonight, which the Packers are on their third-string running back because of COVID, but the Packers aren't good against the run. The Niners, if they're still able to run the ball, they may still be able to beat the Packers tonight.
Yeah.
So Packers and Niners, Thursday night football. That'll be at 7:20 tonight on the NFL Network. And the Niners are extremely shorthanded of a backup quarterback, backup tight end. And the Packers got to – this is the game they should win. They have to win, in my opinion. You know, they're 5-2, half game lead over the Bears. The Niners are all beat up. They're short players because of COVID. The game is at San Francisco, though, so keep that in mind. Last time Green Bay went to San Francisco?
Did not go well
last year at all. Got blown out in the NFC Championship game. Okay, so COVID-19 front and center again. College football, Saturday's Louisville at Virginia game has been tentatively postponed 1 week after positive COVID-19 tests within the Louisville Cardinal program. Louisville announced that yesterday. So the Cardinals and Cavaliers will now play next Saturday. And the situation right now is that they're taking a precautionary measure to pause due to the number of student athletes and staff who have been impacted by the virus, according to the athletic director at Louisville, Vince Tyra. Tyra revealed yesterday that 10 players have tested positive for COVID-19, while 5 are being held back due to contact tracing measures. In addition, 5 support staff members have turned back positive tests, with 2 in quarantine. The program's run-in with the coronavirus began last week when the Cardinals were without 9 players in a loss to Virginia Tech 42-35. The defeat dropped Louisville to 2-5 on the season. Also, looks like Clemson's going to be short a few more starters on defense, not because of COVID, but due to injuries. And then Trevor Lawrence won't play due to COVID. And that's the primetime game Saturday night. It'll be on NBC, believe it or not, because it's part of the Notre Dame package. Yay. Clemson at Notre Dame, number 1 versus number 4, Saturday night. That's the biggest game of the weekend in college football. Of course, KU will be taking on Oklahoma in the Big 12 this weekend. Of course, I don't think anybody's going to pick KU in that ball game. And K-State is going to host Oklahoma State, is ranked 14th. In the country, and we broke down that matchup a little bit yesterday. It seems to be a uphill climb perhaps for K-State, but we've seen K-State win games like this before when people kind of count them out or think, oh man, I'm not feeling good about this matchup, and the next thing you know, K-State finds a way to win. So we'll see how that works out. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, as KU will be in Norman and K-State will be at home against Oklahoma State. Speaking of KU, we're going to talk KU athletics with Brian Haney coming up in just a moment. Anything else to add, Dusty, before we let everybody leave? We can tell you the wrestling rankings. The latest ones are posted at ncksports.com.
Yeah.
And we went through those yesterday on the sports ticket, and Dusty's got them on sports here today. Anything else?
I think we've got everything covered, it sounds like.